Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
We go to Athens for the latest on your Georgia Bulldogs. This is Bulldog Roundtable, exclusively on The Fan. At Georgia's own Credit Union Studios at the Butzmir Building in Athens.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
This morning, The Fan staff brings you the latest on the Dogs.
As the only station in Atlanta that's live in Athens all year long.
Yes, indeed! That was too easy!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org. Georgia Pack and Load. Move the smart way. Move the pack and load way. Call 1-800-800-MOVE or online at gapackandload.com. Wellstar Health System. More than healthcare, people care. And by attorney Ken Nugent. One call, that's all.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Now, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the Butzmir Building in Athens, it's Chuck Dowdle on the Bulldog Roundtable.
And a good Thursday morning to all of you in the Bulldog Nation. Welcome to the Bulldog Roundtable, coming to you from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studio on campus at the University of Georgia. In fact, right here in the Butzmir facility today. And of course, as always, presented by Wellstar Health System, Georgia Pack and Load, and attorney Ken Nugent. And right out of the box, let's get to it. We'll talk about football and National Signing Day, which was yesterday. We'll talk about that later. We're going to talk about Georgia basketball. But the guy that's in charge of all this, now the new athletics director here at the University of Georgia, our J. Reed Parker, director of athletics, Josh Brooks. And Josh, it's awfully good to see you, but congratulations on the job. And I know you've had to hit the ground running, and you're barely getting your head above water,
yeah,
but,
I don't know,
but
if
you're
going
to get to that point.
You can't call me new anymore. I've been a month on the job now. I'm an old veteran now.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. You're new to us, though, here on the roundtable, at least in this position. So we're happy for you and really glad to see that that you've stepped into this job so smoothly and the transition has been so successful.
Yeah, I think what I'm most proud of is the bumpers I cut for your show. I don't know if these are played recently, but those bumpers are Adam could tell you they're highly professional. And
well, as long as you mentioned my name,
and I even did my Chuck impersonation on one of them. When
oh,
I
did you?
That. So they may have to play this for you later. I think it's gold, it's quality stuff there.
Well, that's great to hear. But Josh, let's just get into the nuts and bolts of taking over the corner office upstairs on the fourth floor, and that is, you know, look, that's a huge job. But it's something that, you know, for those of us who've known you for a long time, know that you've been preparing for.
That's right. It's something I've had an eye on for a while now. And fortunately, this last year, Greg's really took me, you know, behind the scenes, took me under his wing, whatever the expression you want to use, really took me and walked me through the year and brought me in every major conversation, every discussion, to really understand, to get a feeling of what it's like to sit in that chair. And what I've done the last few years is through that process, when those things came up, I internalized it and thought, okay, how would I handle it? How would it, you know, so these things that come up now aren't new to me, aren't new feelings. So I've really, you know, kind of done those dry runs before, where now it just feels like I'm prepped and ready for everything that comes away. Now, saying that, there's always something new behind, each day brings a new challenge, and that's part of it. But it's what keeps it exciting and fun, and I'm, you know, I look forward, and I'm ready for the challenge.
Tom Crean has a quote on his office wall from Bill Parcells. It says, "Any leader needs to be prepared for 5 unexpected things every day."
Yeah, 100%. And that's the nature of this job, because you're dealing with 21 sports, over 500 student athletes, 300 employees. We have departments from facilities to event management to external sport. It's all these little micro departments and student athletes. And so there's always going to be unexpected challenges, but it's fun. It's exciting. And I think I love the nature of the business, that you don't know what's coming next down the pike. You don't, every phone call could be something, or email or whatever it may be, But that's the fun part of the challenge.
I remember Mark Richt, when he was head coach here, told me one day, he says, you know, as long as he'd been in the business as an assistant coach, he says, until you – and you always think as an assistant coach sitting there watching the head coach, oh, I could do that. He says, until you actually sit in the chair and see what crosses your desk each day, he says, you really have no idea.
Yeah, and fortunately, you know, people may – you know, not think it's truly comparative, but that role I had a couple of years at Millsaps being AD has really been great preparation because a lot of the elements are the same, dealing with student athletes.
Different scale.
But at the same time, that different scale, when you're at that place, there's not much support staff. So everything comes and goes through you. So it some levels the intensity is the same, and just the decision-making process and the way you do feel when you have that mental approach I have, you put all that pressure on yourself, whether it's Millsaps or Georgia, you come in every day with that same mentality of wanting to be the best in everything we do. So internally I'm driven, and the sleepless nights are the same, or the pressure you put on yourself to be great. But at the end of the day, you know, this sounds cliche, you just focus on the process of the job, and it's all about the process, and the results will come. So every day you attack your list, you find ways to get better. You know, you don't want to ever get comfortable, and that's what I embrace, is not being comfortable and finding ways to keep growing and every day look for something that we can get better at this university.
Two things that I think that you've been pretty outspoken about already, and we've certainly seen signs of, are thinking outside the box, and then the other thing being customer service. Yeah. And you've pointed out Chick-fil-A and Disney as role models, or Ritz-Carlton, the companies that have that reputation for extreme customer service.
Yeah, the experience is important to me, and that's going to go beyond just our fans and donors, but our student-athletes, our coaches, our staff. If I can help improve everyone's experience, it all connects together and will make the whole engine run better, right? But I do focus, and you know, you mentioned those Augusta National, things like that. We know that through this year, we've had more people not attend games for one reason or another, health or finances, whatever, or just whatever the issue may be. So when the dust settles and we can truly open our venues again, we've got to focus on being great and upping that ante of customer service so people remember why it's so special to come to a Georgia Athletic event in person. The cheers, the crowd, the band, all those things. But the customer service, from when they take your tickets to they take your order to the cleaning the restrooms, we've got to elevate and keep getting better so that experience is top-notch. So you remember, Chuck, when you come to the game, say, this is why it's better than seeing on TV, because of all these feelings and emotions when you're here in person.
Another thing, the thinking outside the box, and you got a lot of credit, and I know you deflected a lot of it for the concert that was so successful that was held at Sanford Stadium a few years back, and now you've come up with something else, Top Golf, coming to Sanford Stadium this June. Tell us about that and how that's going to work. It's 5 days in June, I believe.
It could be depending on how sales go, we could open up for a few more days, but it's going to be stretched out over 2 weeks late in June. And it's actually something we've been working on a while. Matt Borman, myself, Kevin Welch, and some others have been kind of talked to Topgolf. I actually met some gentlemen from Topgolf a number of years ago. And when the West End Zone was complete, we looked at that plaza. It was like, man, this was, you know, we didn't do it intentionally, but this sets up extremely well.
It looks like a Topgolf venue.
Yeah, so it lends itself extremely well to that. And we know we have an historic, phenomenal venue like Sanford, and how cool would it be to set this up and pull this off? So met with them, and Kevin and Matt did most of the heavy lifting on the work of that, and this was a fun idea that I thought that we could do that is not controversial, something fun to bring in. And even if COVID is still in the same parameters in late June, we can operate this in a social distance manner where we can do it safely. We're not talking about tons of people at one time. I think we're in the maybe 100 people at the stadium at one time doing this. So we can operate that. So it just lined up too perfectly. And we want to think outside the box. We want to be innovative. But, again, we're always going to balance that against tradition. We don't want to change things just for the sake of change. We don't want to do things that are just too over the top. So we want to be mindful of tradition. But finding these fun things like this is one of the things.
And it'll be a unique experience for people. 100%. It really will. And also benefit the community.
That's right. And anything, you know – obviously,
the business,
you know,
community.
You know, I love this town. You know, Athens is extremely important to me. Every little thing we can do that brings in one more person into a hotel room and gets them to a restaurant or whatever and helps this local economy, is important to, it's important to us.
And then my final thing, and for those of us, this may have caught some people by surprise, but for those of us that have known you for a long time, this is not a surprise or not out of character at all. You establishing a scholarship fund for students in need, financial need, yeah, basis here at the University of Georgia, and donating $100,000 to get it started, and just a terrific gesture. And Josh, if I could just ask you, just why did you decide to do that?
Well, you know, I don't want to get, you know, too much credit for it. The university's blessed me, and Athens has blessed me. I've been here for over 10 years now. And obviously, this place has changed my life in a number of ways. And my children were born here. They attend public schools, and I've seen firsthand the need in this community. And I've always been community-focused, whether it was in where I grew up or when I worked at Millsaps in Jackson, Mississippi, and now here in Athens. This community is important to me, and I do think there is a connection between a university and a community. And whatever we can do to help these kids in this area understand that University of Georgia is a possibility, and create pathways and create scholarships. And this university under President Moore's leadership has done a phenomenal job of creating need-based scholarships to help young kids have the opportunity to attend Georgia. And for me, it was, okay, can I do this in a way that we can guarantee a spot or create an opportunity for a kid from Clark County? It's important to me. Not that I don't appreciate every county in this state, but it starts at home for me. And this is a community I'm a part of, and it's a big deal to me. So, you know, hopefully this create opportunities, but also create the vision for young men and women to say, there's an opportunity for me to attend the University of Georgia. And that will inspire them to hopefully take academics more seriously. And if they end up at Georgia, right, or anywhere else, but understand that college is an opportunity for them. So,
you know, and you're going to have people come back to you years and years from now and say, thank you. And that's nothing will ever replace that.
And hopefully it can inspire others to do the same, because, like I said, our university has a great program for providing need-based scholarships. And, you know, that's what it's all about. Education is the cornerstone of everything we do here. Is fundamental is that educational opportunity. So it was important to me, and the Lord's blessed me, and it was my opportunity to give back as soon as I was, you know, given this opportunity.
Josh Brooks here with us on the Bulldog Roundtable, our new J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics. And, Josh, so good to have you. Appreciate it. I know we're going to have this opportunity to visit again quite frequently, and I'm looking forward to that. But also, I got to tell you now, you know, you won on the road at Auburn when you went with the basketball team Tuesday night. You won in Atlanta at the Chick-fil-A Bowl. Looks to me like you're going to be trapped into attending a lot of away games.
I'm going to get in the full testing protocol and get on every charter and with every team. And, you know, I was joking. I said, well, you know, if I start traveling every team, we're going to make sure it's going to be charter flights across the no.
Yeah, you're not going to commercial guy anymore.
Yeah, we're going to say, oh, he's coming along. We can get the business office to make sure we're flying in style. No, I wouldn't do that, but just a joke.
Oh, that's great. Josh, appreciate it, my friend. Good to see you, and congratulations again on the new position. To all of you in the Bulldog Nation, stay tuned now. We're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk about recruiting. It was yesterday, believe it or not, National Signing Day. We'll come back and talk with the best of the business, Rusty Mansell, right after this.
Dialed into the Dogs all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on the Fan. This is Bulldog.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A roundtable with Chuck Dowdle, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the Butzmere Center in Athens, on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Well, welcome back. As you well know, of course, yesterday being National Signing Day may escape the notice of many, but it did not escape the notice of our next guest. He's the very best in the recruiting business, no doubt about it, hands down. Rusty Manziel, the recruiting analyst for Dogs 24/7. And Rusty, if I'm to believe what all I read about this class that Alabama put together, it sounds to me like Tom Brady reclassifying, try to sign with Saban?
Yeah, I mean, the words check every box goes to that class. And listen, I don't care if you're a fan of Alabama or not, you tip the cap to them. That was an unbelievable class. Never thought I would see one really that high in points, but they did it. And they capped it off yesterday, beat Georgia, you know, for Terrion Arnold, five-star out of Tallahassee, Florida. But I go back and tell people, you know, I told our board last night, look, You focus on yourself and you stay in your lane here. Georgia, unbelievable class, finished top three again. They got a lot of things, positions they needed, you know, lead offensive tackles, linemen, defensive backs, 2 5-star linebackers. Oh, by the way, they got a 5-star quarterback in Brock Vandergrift. So, you know, you get focused on Alabama, but you also got to stay in your lane and appreciate what Georgia and Kirby Smart did. Because I'm telling you, from what Kirby Smart and his staff did from June until that December early signing day was very, very good. And this team that Georgia just signed, this class is going to win a lot of games in Athens.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, I noticed yesterday, you know, Kirby did a Zoom with all the media. He did not look overly disappointed or concerned.
Sure. No, I mean, he knows that the hay was in the barn. I mean, Terrion Arnold, I don't sugarcoat that. That was a loss, but it wasn't life or death for Georgia. They needed him, but look, there's no, you know, there'll be. I always go back to Georgia fans just freaking out when they lost Alvin Kamara, who's a really good player. But what Georgia fans didn't know at the time was Sony Michel was already a solid commit for the next class. So, you know, it goes in cycles and does things, and Sony Michel wound up being a very good Georgia Bulldog. So, you know, you don't freak out about things. You take those losses and you go to the next class, and that's what Kirby Smart and those guys will do.
Rusty, I got to tell you, yeah, another top three class. I don't think anybody in Athens is going to be losing any sleep over this class. That and he brought it in. There's so many guys already on campus and pointing toward that April 17th G-Day game that Kirby announced yesterday is the kind of tentative date that we've got on the calendar looking forward to. But I, just real quickly, in your business and what you're doing, and I noticed that, you know, I've referenced many times how good you are at it. And I noticed you posted something the other day that I just thought bear repeating here this morning, that, you know, you've been in this business a long time, and that when you've got a job that feels the same on Wednesday as it does on Saturday, that you know, it feels like a Saturday to you when it's a Wednesday, that's a great thing.
Yeah, you know, I worked in the corporate world for 10 years and I had a very good job. I made a big decision because I did this part-time for a long time. You know, I did this. I was going on the weekends and doing things. And for 2 years, I was doing a lot of work and never got paid for it. Eventually got opportunity. Shannon Terry, who started 24/7, called me. And it was a dream opportunity. I had to make a big decision to leave a very good corporate world job to do this. And, man, it's been the best decision I've ever had. And, you know, going back and watching these kids, you know, like Miko Hardman, just for example, I met Miko the day he didn't have an offer. He came to a camp in Atlanta. You know, we gave him a little bit of publicity, like this kid's really, really good. I'll never forget Thomas Brown, former Georgia running back, was a coach at Wisconsin, saw a tweet, and he offered Miko Hardman on the way home that day. So he got his first offer from Wisconsin. And then you see him in the NFL, and, man, it just really gives you – some joy to watch these kids go from this level all the way to the ultimate level in the Super Bowl. And that, it's a great, I love high school football. I love in the state of Georgia. I love what I do. It's a great feeling every day to wake up and not realize that, hey, it's Friday. I didn't realize it was Friday. You know, I remember that corporate world, man, you knew it was Friday. I can assure you, you knew what day was getting off, but that's the best part of it, man. And you know, it was a 12th signing day, but it's just really a blessing to watch these kids and sometimes give them a little help, a little publicity, and that's the best part of the job.
Rusty, cannot thank you enough. We certainly appreciate your time and always being with us. And, you know, we, as you well know, we'll be catching up with you again real shortly because roster management will be continuing through the spring, and we'll want your opinion. So thank you so much, my friend.
I'll tell you this. If you guys didn't see the 680, the Fan last night with Kirby Smart, you can search it on YouTube. He made a very interesting comment to me on there. He said, people aren't thinking outside the box. There's two or three scenarios left in this 2021 class. So it's got my board kind of in a tizzy this morning. It's got me interested because I wasn't sure what he's talking about. So it tells me Kirby Smart may still have something up his sleeve.
All right. Rusty Manziel from Dogs 24/7 here with us on 680 The Fan and the Bulldog Roundtable. We'll take a break, come back, shift gears, talk some basketball with our head coach, Tom Crean.
The only Atlanta station broadcasting live from Athens all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on The Fan.
Hi, this is Vince Dooley, and you're listening to the Georgia Bulldog Roundtable on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, 680 The Fan. Now on FM at 93.7, Go Dogs!
All right, a couple of quick things here before we get to Coach Crean. First off, let me tell everybody that there is the possibility that an SEC basketball game this weekend could be postponed. If that happens, there's a possibility that the time of our game against Vanderbilt could change. So you're going to have to pay close attention. Our game time currently is at 1, but our game with Vanderbilt, while it's not in jeopardy of being postponed, we're going to play Vandy on Saturday. But the game may slide up in time a little bit later in the day. So please pay close attention, and because we do not want you to miss that opportunity to get into Stegman and see the Dogs play the Commodores. In fact, what I'm going to do is offer a pair of tickets right now to that Vandy game to the first caller at 404-231-1680, and the winner needs to pick them up at 680 The Fan. And with that done, again, 404-231-1680. But let's get to Coach Crean. Coach, I noticed you, in fact, I thought it was really great. You tweeted out this morning that if somebody's got tickets and for whatever reason can't go to the game Saturday, give them to somebody that will go.
Yeah, I think that's really important, especially it's important any time, but especially in a time like now where seating is so limited. And it's I notice it, you know, if we don't have as many people there in a 10,000 and a half season or 10,500 seat arena, but even right now, even more so. So we've got to keep building our atmosphere, and we have to have people. I mean, we can have great music and great electricity, but we've got to have the people. And the bottom line is everybody that we can get in the building inside of these COVID restrictions, we just need to be able to do it. And so if there's tickets available, find somebody that wants to go. They'll have a good time, and we'll appreciate them being there.
No doubt about it. And just real quickly, give me your view on where our team stands right now, coming off of a very impressive victory on the road. And you and I have talked about this frequently, how hard it is, first off, to win at this level of college basketball, but to win in the SEC and do it on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it road wins at any point in time, any SEC win is a great win, because winning is so hard. But to win on the road and to win at a place like Auburn against that team is really, really strong. And our guys really did an excellent job throughout the night of executing, staying focused, paying attention to the detail of the game plan, getting better inside of the game. I mean, those are the kind of things that have to happen. And so, and we knew that we had tremendous respect for how good Auburn is and how quick and athletic and long and the way they shoot the ball, all those types of things. So for us to put it away that way was outstanding. We didn't practice yesterday because we had gone all the way through since the previous Monday with having games at South Carolina, home against Ole Miss, and then at Auburn. So we'll get back. We'll be in the gym here in just about 5 minutes with a group of guys and individual workouts, and then we'll lift weights and practice this afternoon. But they needed a day of recovery. And we'll be right back as coaches. We were all the way back into the preparation for Vanderbilt, and we'll be at it today with them.
Let me put you just real quickly looking at our team. We had six players the other night against Auburn scoring double figures. We had six players all hit a 3-point shot, at least one 3-point shot. Let me put you on the opposing bench. How big a headache is it to prepare to play defense against a team that has that many guys that can score?
Well, I'm not sure, because a lot of times what happens against us is people will not guard certain people, and they'll just try to pack the lane. And so I'm not really sure how other people see it. I just know that I have confidence in those guys when we space and we get good looks and are ready to shoot the ball. You know, I'm not looking for guys to invent shots and try to create three-point shots off the dribble or step backs. We're not looking for that. We're looking to be efficient. We're looking to move the ball, be ready to shoot the ball, and get the ball in through the paint. And, again, as long as the ball is moving, I think you do have to prepare for the fact that we're going to cut. I think you have to prepare for the fact that we're going to run a lot of downhill actions and try to get into the into the lane off the ball screen or off the drive. And so in that area, but I don't know. I'm not sure that everybody's that worried about our three-point shooting when we play them. But, again, if we're spaced and we're ready to knock it down, I'm great with it.
Well, one of the things, you've won four of the last six, and it's clear that this team, when they protect the basketball, they are very dangerous. Only 12 turnovers against Auburn.
Well, that is key. I mean, we can't be trying to make home run plays. It was much better the other night of not driving in and trying to score over the shot blocker. Sometimes we just have to realize it's not what we can't do. All right. I mean, not many people can drive in and score over length when people are coming off the ball trying to swat the ball. It's what we can do with taking an extra dribble, making the next pass, going up through the on-ball shot blocker, not necessarily sitting in there and allowing somebody to convene into the lane to block the shot. Make one more pass to the perimeter and then one more pass after that if it's open, and understand that that's when we're at our best. And we don't have anybody on this team that should ever walk in on any given night and think that they have to be the reason that we win, because that's not what it is. Now, don't be the reason that we lose by coming in and not being ready to guard or having the wrong attitude or being quiet or not being as full of energy and excitement. Don't be that guy. But come in understanding that if your teammates play well and you move the ball and you move without the ball and you're connected with them defensively and you're willing to be physical and hit when the shot goes up, and be willing to crash the offensive glass, well, then you're going to impact our team in a really positive way. And that's what we're looking to have.
Final question, real quickly. Vanderbilt, Scottie Pippen Jr., boy, he's a good player.
He really is. They can score points. I mean, they really, really played well against South Carolina. And then South Carolina turned around and played well against Florida last
sure
night.
Did.
And there's no question that they can score. And we've got to do a really good job of guarding Scottie Pippen Jr. We've got a guard to Sue. Maxwell Smart is playing well. They shoot the ball extremely well. They get great spacing. They'll want to make the game go. We've got to do a really good job on both ends of the floor. And again, the same thing offensively. I mean, not come down and be in a hurry. Come down and be quick, but come down and be efficient.
Well, and we want those folks in the stands. That's key, absolutely above and beyond anything else. Get in the stands and support this team, because they are playing so well right now. And again, so Coach, I appreciate your time, but we want everybody, please pay attention to the possible game time change on Saturday.
Yeah, there should be more known about that here soon. And the biggest thing, again, is if you can make it, we love having you in there. But don't let the tickets go to waste. It's too valuable. Get them to somebody that can get in there and be excited about it, and then come back and see us when we're home again if you can't make this one. But don't let the tickets sit there unused. We need everybody we can possibly get in the building.
Coach, appreciate your time. Have a great practice today.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Coach Tom Crane here with us on the Bulldog Roundtable. As always, appreciate Rusty Manziel and, of course, our J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics, Josh Brooks, to all of you in the Bulldog Nation. You heard Coach Crane. If you can get to that game, go to that game. Use those tickets. Georgia and Vanderbilt on Saturday. Let's have a great Bulldog weekend, everybody.
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.